Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. The one and only idea we need to make changes or bit by bit better. Well, folks, you know all those self-help change your life books have buy me, read me titles like 5 Simple Steps to a Totally New You or The 7 Habits of Highly Successful, blah, blah, blah. Then when you buy and read, you find 5 steps that might be simple for Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, but which contain 50 sub-steps for you and me, and each one is, you got to be kidding me, hard to impossible. Well, anyway, I've spent much of my professional life exploring, searching for a simpler, better idea to transform my life from sort of successful to, if no one looks closely at my miserable flops and nobody to blame but myself failures, into one of those aforementioned highly successful variety. And I am prepared to say that I've discovered the not 7, not 5, not 2, but the one idea that we can use to make changes in our lives for the better. Here's that idea. Bit by bit. Starting with setting realistic goals for ourselves. For example, instead of me wanting to be, quote, highly successful, going for a bit more successful today and giving those newly developing neurons time to develop some roots throughout the brain and then maybe a bit more successful in another month or so. Sounds easy. What's the catch? Well, we have a tendency to take on too much too soon, to seriously underestimate how hard and how long it takes to change. And we don't like things that are too different from how we are now. So rather than nibble, chew, swallow, and grow, we bite big, chew, yuck, spit, gag on such big differentios. So, hint, hint, stick with the not too big. Let me illustrate. I went to a backyard party about, 30 or 40 years ago now, and I'm not making this up. An older couple there started an argument. The guy was shouting some real mean nasties at his wife, and the wife grabbed the garden hose and shut him up with a steady stream to the head. No kidding. Now, say this couple came to me in my marriage counselor role. I would no doubt start saying something wise like, do you see this behavior as a problem? And then later, what one small, doable, positive change do you each want to make? And hopefully they'd come up with a plan. Next session, here they come back in again. They tell me, yay, we reached our goals. Hubby ramped down the insults from mean and nasty to just mean, and Sweetie Pie sprayed, but not to the face, only on the shoes this time. High fives all around for progress from the way we were to this higher and, might I say, drier ground. Who am I to judge what's progress? I reinforce the single principle, small, doable changes that we want to make. I'm Dr. Rich, bit by bit better, O'Neill. Good luck with your hose, weasel nose. And thanks for tuning in.